You're good.
Call the Billy Grounds meeting to order at 5:15. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda? Motion by Gary.
Second.
Second by Mike Freiwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions, carry 3-0. High school gym air conditioning. Mr. White, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you. Before you, you should have a sheet like this that has the bid tab, or proposal tabulation for the engineering costs to engineer the high school gym air conditioning. Basically, what I was hoping for tonight is just to get a consensus as to whether or not we want to continue. And if so, I think the prudent quote or proposal would be the one from Taylor Engineering, as all HVAC signs came in late. And then the other one from Holt is nearly twice the price. So we just want to know if we want to continue, and if so, we'll move forward with one of these.
I know I'm going to answer this, but I just want to throw this, I want to interject one thing.
Okay.
If you put this out as a design build with some type of a fairly stringent parameter, most wholesale comp houses have engineered. Okay, so you put out a parameter that affects the floor, you know, what, however we do it, however we word it, they'll design it.
Then would roll that cost.
It doesn't, now I'm assuming that in your design fees here is the state approvals.
Yes, correct.
So there will still be a state approval cost, which I think, don't quote me, but I think it's just a couple thousand bucks. But just so you know, I mean, it's still not.
Interestingly, the contractors that I talked to, because I sent this to some places like Energy Control and Design.
QMI would be an interesting
some
one.
Some other ones as well, but they did not want any part of engineering, so they obviously aren't carving that out somewhere else.
Yeah. Just throwing out, you know.
Yep.
So I know there's places that would. I mean, the air is a bit, some of the bigger ones,
yeah,
to have it.
Yep. P Mechanical is the other one.
It's built into the cost. I mean, it's not per se free.
Right.
It's not
$70,000.
No.
You could have what's the name from.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
I guess I would be uncomfortable writing a spec for something of this nature.
And I don't blame you for that. I mean,
there's some structural stuff that's involved that's a little bit beyond my.
You mean to penetrate the wall?
This includes like with, yep, the humidity in the floor and all, that's why they're engineering.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct. There's some controls involved with you know, heating to prevent those humidity.
I mean, even problems. Location of the unit and stuff, and the structure to be put on.
Right.
Yeah, are you going to put it on the ground?
Engineer.
Yep. You could put it on the ground. I mean, it's an option.
To me, I'd put it on the ground.
It's an option.
Where would we put it on the ground? Just in place in the.
Right outside the gym on the.
On the north side.
On the north side of the gym.
I wouldn't put it on the west side because there's too much traffic there. Right. North side between the two doors that come out of the locker rooms.
Yep, that was looked at as a possibility with some of the folks that I talked to.
So how many gyms have air conditioning now?
It's crazy now. You know, my daughter doesn't play anymore, but when she did, we went to White Lake, we went to Elko, I believe Crandon.
O'Connell Falls.
It, more than you would expect. I would say a larger, more than 50%, I would think.
That surprises me, because I don't believe Coleman does. Don't believe.
No, at our conference, almost nobody does.
Yeah.
But, you know, we went to Elko 3 years ago. We went to White Lake. I know O'Connell Falls does, and their air conditioning is standard. Holy cow, that's.
Well, O'Connell Falls is, that whole school
is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tragic.
They do.
It's, yeah, a beautiful facility, it really is. And it's just a thought. I think, you know, with the amount of usage that we get in the summer and could increase by this, it's something to think about. But if we do believe that the budget is going to be cut next biennium, that's a consideration too.
Yeah.
And you
hard
certainly
to say.
Aren't going to engineer it unless you're ready to pull the plug, or pull the trigger on it, you know.
Right.
Because you don't want to spend $17,000 and say, oh, we're not going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why I bring it forward.
I mean, but $17,000 worth of engineering, the concept, or the it's going to be a quarter million dollar project. mean, you don't think so?
No, hell no.
With the spiral duct and whatever?
That's all in there. It's all there.
Well, you're just gonna tie into what's there?
Tie into the two air handlers that are there.
Basically, it's adding a coil to the, existing air handling unit.
Yeah.
Majority of the work.
You know, when I looked, I opened it thinking, you know, that's gonna be, if it's less than $5,000, okay, we're our end, it's not a bad price.
Especially if you're putting it on the ground because you're not worrying about structural.
That's just it. I personally believe this is a.
I think that's high then.
You know, I would explore that, but I can't see paying $17,000 for engineering.
I mean, we don't have a sense of urgency for this. Can we ask Mr. White to
look around a little more?
Around and see if we can.
Shop around for some.
Yeah.
Did you check with Sunil or anybody?
I did not.
Who would you recommend calling for that?
As an engineer?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm thinking like Ideal Air. No.
Well, you know,
only because or would you be able to solicit the
No, I don't work. Mark Gerson. Yeah, he I don't think would do it affects it. Return on his tax. I would personally look to QMI, Quality Mechanical. Now, I talked to a guy named Tom Lenz. Tom is a stamped engineer for the state of Wisconsin. About 20 years ago, he left a wholesale house, went out on his own, runs this thing. Even if he charges you a little bit to come up and look, he could probably give us a budget number off the cuff of what he thinks it would be to do the to install it for the equipment and everything. He could also give you a number on what the engineering should be. And he could answer a lot of the questions about the humidity. Very sharp, probably one of the better engineers I've worked with. Him and Mark Christians are the two best engineers I've worked with.
What about like AGL?
They would know who to call for this. They're probably guys they're gonna put their markup on. They're good guys, I like Carl, yeah.
Winnicke, that's it. The Marinette name.
Yeah, Bill Winkins in the
electrician.
Yep.
AGL?
Yeah. Architecture.
Yeah, I can certainly search around. We have some time.
I just think that, you know, well.
I think if the explanation would be a little bit more, we want to add a coil to our existing system. We want to make sure it stays on the ground. This is our basic concept. You know, can you give me a price to engineer that instead of giving a kind of free range? Because
yeah.
I'm thinking some of these numbers, or all of them, are probably based on, like you say, trying to redo structure, and you don't really, if you're going to go on the ground, I don't know what you really have to do if you do any structure.
No. You got to pour a slab.
I think that's going to go up this plane.
You got to pour a slab, that's it. So let's I think we table this till we get a few more answers.
Just for information, there likely will not be any clarity on the budget prior to mid to end summer.
This is something that you don't even do next year. It's kind of a wish list thing.
Yeah, honestly. And that's fine. I mean, it's good to have the information. So,
you know, so. All right. So moving on from that, is that all right?
Yep.
All right. Facility needs update, Tom.
Okay. This larger sheet that you have. In front of you, I will kind of go through real quickly some of the changes that I was looking at. So what I did is I took the one that was approved at a previous board meeting. That would be everything on the left-hand side, the two columns on the left-hand side. And then on the right-hand side, I take that back. So the inside, okay, so inside the annual maintenance budget, original on the left, inside annual maintenance budget, the proposed on the right, and then same with the outside of the annual maintenance budget, left on the to the far two right columns, and the outside of the maintenance budget proposed. Some of the changes that I made was that we moved the high school PA system to the previous year because it was completed in the previous year. We actually have that done. We moved the rekeying. I moved the rekeying of the building exterior to this year and put that inside my annual maintenance budget. Moved the new concession restroom remodel to this year. It didn't get done last year. Understanding, Mike? And then the tuck pointing was moved way ahead up to 2024-25. And the reason for that is, if you look at this proposal from RJ Jocks, the tuck pointing one that says tuck pointing on the front, they recommend that we let it go for a time. And that would give us a better idea of what exactly needs to be done, because at this point, they're having a hard time telling what was done correctly, what was done incorrectly, and what is actually failing at this point. So their recommendation is to wait a few years and then address a bigger, larger area at once or in phases. So that would why I moved that area out of that area. And then he also recommended that we tear down the chimney to just a couple of feet above the parapet at the elementary school, just because it's falling apart. The chimney's was tuck pointed once. It apparently wasn't done correctly.
We still use the chimney, correct?
We still do, but we can reduce the height of that by substantially and still be okay with the boilers.
Where are those boilers over there in the replacement?
That is on.
Yeah, it should be in there.
I have that slated for 21-22.
Okay, when does he recommend the chimney come down? Will it stand there until the boiler
comes? Absolutely, yeah, it could, yeah.
Because in my opinion, we're not gonna put boilers in that need a chimney anymore.
Right.
So if we take, if you don't need for draft or anything
like that? Depends on the sidewall and PVC. We're certainly not gonna put in anything less than a 90% efficient boiler.
Right.
That would be fruitless, mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, there's no hurry on this either. Mike,
if we wait until we get the boilers changed, mm-hmm. Then you take down as much of the chimney as you want to take down. I take it down as far as you could take it down. Take it down until it doesn't matter anymore.
I
can
just say cost effective why you get it down the road, why you cap it.
Yeah. To me, that would be the way to go on that.
So yeah, we can move that. I can move that out of there, and we can.
As long as the chimney's safe, you know.
Right. Right. I guess I would like for you guys to look at this over the next month or two, and we can rediscuss it again at another meeting. And you know, if you've got any suggestions or changes, or see something that I've missed, we can adopt it again or reapprove it, or however you want to go about that. But the other changes that were made: some counter flashing at the elementary, middle school gym wall on the outside. We're having a little bit of a leakage issue. So that was added under the inside the annual maintenance budget. The cooling dehumidification for the wiring closet at the elementary school, moved that to outside of the annual maintenance budget and moved it ahead a couple of years, or to the 21-22. And then lastly, we need to do something here at the high school. We've got an EPIS wall basically facing the north that is leaking. And also needs to be counter-flashed and probably skinned with some kind of steel. So those are things that have been added and moved around here from the original proposal. I just wanted to update you on that, and then to go over the accomplishments of the things that we've done. We've completed the DDC control upgrade. The key fob system is completely done and in place. We've upgraded the PA system at the high school and the clocks. The track was restriped. We remodeled the elementary special ed office. We replaced an oven here at the high school. And the Douglas lighting panels have all been purchased. I'm going to be installing those with the help of a contractor here in the upcoming months. Any questions on any of that? And then, yeah, like I said, we are slated to replace the boilers coming up next year at the elementary school. They are now 15 plus years old.
They don't weigh anything.
Great. Yeah. And then down the road, the domestic water heaters that are also aging at the elementary school should be replaced.
How old are they now?
Those were put in place before my time. I've been here 15 or 13 years. Sorry.
You better keep an eye on those.
Yes.
The water heater is a much shorter lifespan than the boiler.
Right.
Probably looking at in a commercial application 10 to 12, and you've already got 15 out of it. So
those are the
EOS.
They're the EOS Smith
cheeseheads,
which are good water heater. But
yeah. Excellent water heater, but yep. Rather expensive. What do we have cheesehead here? Do we have indirect off the boiler?
These two cheeseheads as well. And those were put in 2008, Yep.
With that, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion by Mike Freiwald, second by Gary. All in favor? Aye. Opposed, abstentions, carried 3-0. We are adjourned at
5:30.
Good meeting, everybody.